Harper Audio presents Labor of Love by Rachel Hawthorne, performed by Emily Durante. Chapter 1.
I see a spectacular sunrise.
An icy shiver skittered up my spine, and the fine hairs on the nape of my neck prickled. I know my reaction seemed a little extreme, but... When Jenna Amber and I walked into the psychic's shop, we didn't tell her our names, so Serafina had no way of knowing my name is Dawn Delaney. Sunrise? Dawn? See what I mean? It was just a little too spooky. It didn't help that I thought I saw ghostly apparitions in the smoky spirals coming from the sharply scented incense that was smoldering around us. Although I certainly didn't mind that the psychic considered me spectacular. If the sunrise she mentioned was really referring to me, and not the sun coming up over the Mississippi River. Her words were vague enough that they could apply to anything or nothing. I'd never had a psychic reading before, so I wasn't quite sure how it all worked. I was excited about discovering what was going to happen, but also a little nervous. Did I really want to know what was in my future? My hands rested on top of hers, our palms touching. Her eyes were closed. I figured that she was trying to channel whatever it was that psychics channeled. I'd expected the psychic to be hunched over and old, wrinkled, gray, maybe with warts. But Serafina didn't look much older than we were. Her bright red hair was barely visible at the edges of her green turban. She wore a flowing green caftan and an assortment of bright, beaded necklaces. Her colorful bracelets jangled as she took a firmer grip on my hands and squeezed gently, almost massaging my fingers.
I see a very messy place, broken, boards and shingles and things hidden, Serafina said in a soft, dreamy voice that seemed to float around us.
Okay, her words calmed my racing heart a little. We were in New Orleans, after all. I didn't need a psychic to tell me that areas of it were still messy, even a few years after some major hurricanes had left their marks.
I hear hammering, she continued. You're trying to rebuild something, but be careful with the tools. You might get distracted and hurt yourself. More than hitting your thumb with a hammer, you could get very badly hurt. And worse, you could hurt others.
Not exactly what I wanted to hear. I wasn't even sure if I truly believed in the ability to see into the future, but I was intrigued by the possibility.
If you knew the future, should you accept it or try to change it? Lots of people are around, she said. It's hot and dirty. There's a guy, a red and white baseball cap. The cap has a logo on it. Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs. I don't get a name, but he has a nice smile.
I released a breath I hadn't realized I was holding. For Jenna, Serafina had seen fire that doesn't burn. The fire part sounded scary, but the not burning was just confusing, and that she saw at a fair or something equally mystifying. Jenna's brow was still furrowed, and I knew she was trying to figure it out. She didn't like unsolved mysteries. She couldn't pass a Sudoku puzzle without stopping to fill in the empty boxes. But a nice smile I could live with, as long as that was all he offered, because I was taking a summer sabbatical from guys. Amber, skeptic that she is about all things supernatural, had tried to mess with Serafina. She'd been the first one daring enough to ask for a reading. When Serafina had touched Amber's palm, she'd said she saw color. We'd all been weirded out, Amber being a color and all. Then Amber had asked if she'd find love this summer. Since Serafina's eyes were closed, Amber had winked at Jenna and me because she has a boyfriend back home. She's been crazy in love with Chad ever since winter break when they first started going out. He's the first boyfriend she's ever had, and she's been a little obsessive about being with them as much as possible. Quite honestly, I was surprised that she'd come to New Orleans with us, leaving Chad back home in Texas. Glad, but surprised. Serafina had said,
"Not this summer."
Amber had rolled her eyes and mouthed,
"See, I told you. Bullshit." "But college, one better than you already have," Serafina finished.
That had been just a little too woo-woo and had pretty much shut Amber up.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?